Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From high atop the ice surface at MTS Center, we welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. I'm your host, Drew Mandel, joined up here by producer Michael Remus and analyst Richard Pollock. And the Winnipeg Jets have just fallen to defeat at the hands of the Dallas Stars by a 6-4 margin, wrapping up their three-game homestand with a record of 0 wins, 2 losses, and 1 tie, good for 1 out of a possible 6 points in what was probably the most crucial stretch of their season up to this point. And it's the playoff spots and the chances for the playoffs are becoming more and more distant as the Jets lose game after game on home ice, Richard.
Oh, yeah, they're close to done.
Yeah. December 14th?
It's going to
be a long 2014 hockey season.
Oh, yeah. Thank God for the Olympics. Because, you know, right now, the way they're playing, it's, you know, there's, you know, Blake Wheeler brought it today. Tonight was a disgrace. I don't want to mince words here. Tonight was a disgrace. No, I mean, engaging at the wrong times, trying to pick the wrong fights, giving an effort at the end of the game after they mailed in the third period. And it's, that was embarrassing tonight and, or today, excuse me, embarrassing performance. And this team doesn't, deserve any better. It's not like they're working hard and things aren't breaking their way. This team.
Today they didn't play the right way today.
I mean, come on. The fans, they're halfway through the game, they're leaving, third period, they're leaving. You know what? I don't blame them. Did you see this team play? Like, God. I mean, have a little pride in the third period, for God's sake. You know, up, you're down 5-3. They score, or they will break down all the goals. And then that's it. You mailed it in.
Yeah.
And then you try in the last 2 minutes and make it look like, oh, you were trying the whole period. It's garbage.
Not very often can you point to one specific play as being the turning point in the game. Today you could easily do that, and that was Anthony Peluso getting a 5-minute major at the 15:28 mark of the second period. At that point in time, the score was 3-3. Anthony Peluso, I mean, I don't know what he's thinking. It's a clean penalty. It's an obvious penalty. He's certainly going to hear from NHL player safety if there's going to be supplemental discipline or at least a fine, I would figure. He goes in and he just, you know, Alex Goligoski has played the puck. Puck is completely gone. Goligoski's got his back turned to him.
Dirty play, trying to do too much.
Yeah.
Trying to make a difference in the game when there's a lot on the ice that players who are making a difference, and he's limited in what he can do. He tries to mix it up. Stupid play. There's no excuse for it. It will be at least fined, likely, very possibly suspended. And, and then that put the Jets behind the 8-ball, and they were done.
Yeah, and I suspect, and we'll probably won't see Anthony Peluso in the Jets lineup for at least, a fair bit of time. I think Coach Noel will not stand for that action. Let's start breaking down these goals here, Richie. There were a lot of them. There were 10 today, so, the 10th one we're not going to talk about because it came at a point in time when the game was so far over and so far useless at that point.
That's right.
That didn't really matter. It was already 6-3 for Dallas at that point, late in the third period. Anyways, Dallas opened the scoring at the 7:14 mark of the first period. Tyler Seguin gets his 16th of the year, assist to Sergei Gonchar. Bad line change by Grant Klitsam, and I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah, well, I mean, nice pass by Gonchar, nice shot by Seguin, first off.
The guy you can't let come in on a breakaway.
Right, good speed and great shot. You could say maybe Pav should have had that one, but yeah, he probably should have. But, I mean, a great shot, good shooter. You're not talking about a bad shooter there. On the play, it was a bad read on the change, and Klitsam and Buffer on the ice together. Klitsam ended up hopping off, and Enstrom came on. But by the time he came on, the puck was on Gonchar's stick, and as soon as he saw the break, Seguin cut through the middle, read the play, a smart player, and the puck's in the back of the net. You can't have a line change cause a goal like that. And you know, some people are going to – and we're talking about the second one in a second, but – people want to say, oh, coaching. Stupid players. It's not coaching. A coach doesn't tell – a player knows when he should change or not change. Coach is not 4 years old. The coach doesn't tell him that. That's focus. That's the players. Maybe the coach is affecting the player's focus, but have some pride again. And stupid. One time in 20 games, okay, or 2 times in 20 games, but twice in the first period in the biggest game of the year for you? Come on.
Jets tied it up a few minutes later at the 10-12 mark of the first period. It was the goal was from Matt Halaschuk, his third of the year, from Mark Scheifele and Michael Frolik. Worth noting, Halaschuk left the game in the first period with an upper body injury, did not finish the rest of the game. He knew it immediately, went off the ice immediately upon getting hit, but that's something we'll have to monitor over the next couple of days. Just a miscommunication by the Dallas defense here in leaving Halaschuk wide open in front of Kari Lehtinen.
It was a miscommunication. communication, Drew. You know, Shifley throws it on net, and that was always a benefit. You know, he played another solid game, I thought, but throw it in front of the net, and I believe it was Gonchar,
who made
a bad read, pinched high on the zone, high in the defensive zone, and didn't stay home. Halaschuk was behind the defense, and he got the rebound and made it 1-0.
Didn't take Dallas long to respond to the Jets. A tying goal. They responded 4 minutes and 10 seconds later, 12 seconds later, rather, at the 14:24 mark of the first period. Valeri Nichushkin, who we talked about on Wednesday's show on NHL Midweek.
Last Wednesday.
Yeah. No, it was just this past Wednesday, three days ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I know the weeks are blending together. Anyways, Valeri Nichushkin comes in all alone. It's a bad dump by Michael Frolik. Jets caught it again in the line change, and Nichushkin showed off just the talent and the hands that he has. Just beautiful.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's exactly it. You talk about the Frolik play. Frolik's got the puck in the neutral zone, and it's a line change, and he's got a nose defenseman changing, and he's got to get in deep. And he turned it over. Puck goes the other way. Trouba just come off the ice. Trouba's a great skater. Nikushkin's a great skater, too. Trouba wasn't fully set. Nikushkin went right around him and had the deke, probably the highlight of the night in terms of the deke. Just a beautiful move on Pavlik. And this is why shots are deceiving, because they had so many good scoring chances, Dallas, that the Jets out shooting them 38 to 32, is certainly...
Talk about the scoring chances.
Very deceiving.
I mean, the scoring chances were in Dallas's favor, certainly throughout the course of the game. Jets, you know, that was the end of the scoring for the first period, so it was an energetic first period. Mm-hmm. Dallas plays a very, you know, a very decent, very, you know, entertaining up-tempo style.
They do.
They can transition pretty well when they need to. They got a lot of speed and a lot of talent up front.
They do. And, you know, they're top-heavy.
Yeah.
Top-heavy line-wise and great goaltending. But there's pieces there for the future. So, you know.
Not a bad combination to have.
No, that's for sure.
Not a bad combination to have whatsoever. Jets tied it up at the 12:58 mark of the second period. Mm-hmm. Up to that point in time, the 10-minute mark, you leaned over to me and said, boy, could this second period be any duller? Mm-hmm. Those were, you know, famous last words because it really got hectic at that point in time. 12:58.
Is duller a word?
I'm sorry?
Is duller a word? Could it be
more
any duller?
Dull. Yeah, more dull. Could be more dull.
If you put words in my mouth, they better actually be words, right?
Yeah. My apologies. More dull, not duller. We might be dumber, but not duller.
Fair enough.
At the 12:58 mark of the second period, Blake Wheeler gets his third goal in the last two games. Assist to Olli Jokinen and Dustin Byfuglien.
It's always funny when they give assists out for that, because Jokinen makes a cross. What happens here is Blake Wheeler gets 2 minutes for delay of game because he tried to fight.
Offsetting 2 minute major,
yeah,
2 minute minors.
Antoine Roussel, and they didn't drop the gloves, Roussel. And so Wheeler, they both come out of the box. Jokinen makes a pass cross crease. Jokinen makes a cross crease pass on the power play. It ends up getting tipped. It's hilarious that he gets an assist. He gets tipped. Blake Wheeler coming out of the box, picks it up, picks corner, and Blake Wheeler played a nice spirited game and tied it up 2-0. And, you know, we were saying this morning on the Leo Kravacki show, somebody's got to step up and take the bull by the horns. He did.
Yeah.
His line mates didn't, but he did.
Yeah, Ladd and Little were sort of invisible in tonight's game.
Biggest game of the year. Where were they?
No, they weren't there. And Blake Wheeler, too.
Wheeler was there. Two games in a row.
Four goals in his last two games.
So he's been bringing it intensity, trying to fight, pumped up. You know, I like that stuff.
Yeah, at the very least, you know, obviously he hasn't been very successful in turning it into wins, but at least you noticed his presence.
You got to have the whole team on board when you do that, or at least the rest of the line, at least the best players in the team.
Well, and you talk about how, you know, the team and the concentration and everything else. So Blake Wheeler comes in, he ties the game up at 2. You know, the crowd's back into it. The crowd's jumping. Takes Dallas less than a minute. You know, 48 seconds later to make it 3-2. Jamie Benn gets the goal. Sergei Gonchar with his second assist of the game. Nichushkin with another assist there. Jets fail to clear the puck. It's flipped in on Pavlik, and there's a rebound in front of the net. Dustin Byfuglien out of position defensively on that one.
Dustin Byfuglien, and there's so many goals, Drew. I'm trying to remember.
I know.
We have the notes, but Dustin Byfuglien and that goal is between the top of the circle and the blue line, but nobody's there. So
I think he was anticipating the break, the Jets getting it out of their own zone.
The offensive players were behind him. What's he doing?
He's being Byf. He's Byf. I mean, Byf being Byf. You know, it's cliche, but it's...
Hit the snooze button there. He looked tired tonight. I can understand that, but I mean, you know, because he's played so much, but he's in the middle of no man's land there. It's classic no man's land on that goal.
Well, if you're going to be caught anywhere, as a defenseman, you'd rather be caught maybe not being as aggressive offensively in that case. You know, don't let two guys behind you. I mean, don't let a guy be behind you. It's a bad play at that point in time. Jets get caught with it, and it's 3-2 for Dallas at that point in time. again, a minute seven later. I mean, this is really hectic in the second period here. Blake Wheeler gets his second of the game, assist to Brian Little. Little forces the turnover behind the Dallas net, a good forecheck in on Jamie Oleksiak. Mm-hmm. Blake Wheeler's coming off of the bench to join the play. He gets the puck right in the mid slot, and he fires it past. That was a patient play. Lehtinen comes out to challenge, and Wheeler then curls over to the right side and waits and ends up picking the corner on not the easiest angle in the world, nope. But it was an empty net, and it was a terrific goal by Blake Wheeler in that
case. Good celebration, excited, he was pumped up, it was good.
Yeah, and then that's when the wheels came off, because Anthony Peluso, as we mentioned at the start of the podcast, and he's trying to just exert his will on the game. It just, I mean, just a brain cramp. He just, mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't even bang-bang that it was close. It was, you know, Alex Goligoski gets rid of the puck, has his back turned. It's a dirty play. And Peluso comes from behind and just drives him right into the glass, gets a five-minute major for boarding, and he's kicked out of the game. The Jets are down to 10 forwards at this point in time because they've lost Matt Halaschuk earlier. They've lost Matt Halaschuk earlier in the game. Because of the injury. And now Peluso's gone down to 10 forwards. Remus just handing us over a tweet from comments from Lindy Ruff, Dallas Stars head coach, quote-unquote, calls the Anthony Peluso hit a joke. He's not wrong.
Yeah, the hit was a joke. And it cost the Jets a game tonight. So, I mean, that's what it is. In terms of the first goal they scored, Drew, Jamie Benn, cross-ice pass, Jamie Benn with one of the best wrist shots in the league. Who did he pick the corner on that one? Mm-hmm. Bufflin running around again, and another reason why, you know, defensively you can't count on him. And 4-3. So Buff, you know, getting a position on the PK, chasing, and cost him.
Right. The Jets are playing the last 5 minutes of the second period shorthanded because
and,
of that.
And playing, and then after that goal, they kind of just really, the next goal was Sagan's goal.
Yeah. That made it 5-3. That came at the 18:49 mark in the second period.
That was defense. That was a pass. He was on the point, and he just rifled a beautiful shot, slap shot home. But the Jets were running around that one, too. Trouba was running around. The whole unit was running around, switching this and that. And the puck, they were just chasing everything, and it was very disappointing in terms of the penalty kill staying structured. And if you're the coaches in that, you have to say, oh, come on, you know, we lost our composure there. That's what we lost.
Absolutely. Because this penalty kill for the Jets had been terrific as of late. And the Dallas Stars power play coming into the game, 30th, dead last in the NHL.
I don't know how that's the case, but yeah.
Yeah, hard to believe given the talent that they put out there on the power play, but that's the case. And, you know, they take advantage of the Jets. You know, they just had they lost their brains for about, you know, the last 5 minutes of the second period. Peluso leveled that hit, and at that point in time, you know, 5-3 starting the third period. Jets are trying to, you know, push the play a bit, trying to get within one goal. Puck ends up coming back down on the towards the Jets goalie. Both the Jets defensemen in that instance are pinching, and it's
so what happens is Trouba's up in the play and Stewart pinches, so Scheifele's the only guy back. My God, Scheifele's the only guy back, and Trouba and Scheifele, who don't obviously play forward in defense, the puck trickles between them, and clearly they weren't communicating well because they're in odd positions, and lots of bad things happen when you're in the wrong position. The puck goes between them to this
Colton Sevior,
and he's got nice hands. He comes in and Trouba tries to catch him, and Sevior angles him off nice, and Trouba's a great skater. Sevior held him off and went backhand deep and on a cold Montoya. And if there's any doubt that the game was over, the game was over. The Jets mailed it in after that. They played 15 minutes of listless hockey. They did nothing. Scored a late goal with Jokinen. And that was it. Done. Probably the worst performance of the year. All in all. I mean, just in terms of passengers on this squad tonight.
And the problem is, the passengers on the squad tonight were the guys that need to be the guys driving
the
bus.
That's right.
They need to be Andrew Ladd and Brian Little. And both those guys really had minimal impact on tonight's game.
Yeah, and Little's been terrific. And Ladd's been solid at points. I don't think he's been amazing, but he's been solid. But tonight was a huge game, and you need to be there, and they weren't. Bufflin was brutal tonight. Enstrom wasn't any good. Even Trouba wasn't that special. I mean, for a big game, Wheeler showed up.
That's about it.
I mean, Scheifele played a nice game. And, you know, his line was going there a bit. A nice game, but, I mean, you know, that's all in context. Overall, let's go. This is... You know, what else do you say? I mean, what else do you say about a game like this?
There's not much else to say. The performance was as lousy as it was in terms of time on ice for the Winnipeg Jets. They were led by Dustin Bufflin, no surprise, played 27 minutes and 49 seconds. Toby Enstrom next in at 24 57. Andrew Ladd played, Brian Little had the most time on ice among forwards with 20 minutes and 8 seconds. Jets are next in action Monday, I believe it's in Columbus, and Tuesday in Buffalo on the road for the two before returning home to play the Florida Panthers next Friday, December the 20th. For my colleague Richard Pollock and for producer Michael Remus, I'm your host of the Illegal Curve podcast, Drew Mindell. Stay tuned for audio from both the Jets and the Dallas Stars dressing room. Thanks very much for joining us.